Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's so good to be in God's house this morning and to be together. And the blood of Jesus will purify us from all our sins. This is what the word says, and this is what happens every time that we are together in the name of Jesus. Our church is a church that preaches about healing for over 50 years. This church has been, with the founder, it has been praying for the sick for many, many years. Hallelujah. And we are blessed. And we will continue that vision, praying for the sick. Hallelujah. Speak the word. Teach the word of God. Walk with Jesus. Learn every day how to grow in Christ. How to speak the word, to memorize the word of God. And Jesus, the title of this message is Jesus, our healer. And we all know that Jesus is our healer. It's one of the things that Jesus is our healer. He's everything to us. He's everything. But today, I want to speak a little bit about healing. Jesus is our healer. Because healing is so important to God. It comes from his heart. He heals everyone. When Jesus was in this world, Jesus came as a man God. He was a man and he was God. He never lost his deity. He was born of a virgin. That birth was supernatural. So he came as a man. So he was a man God. And after the resurrection, he was God-man. Because he was still with the disciples, but he was taken up. And so healing is the desire of God's heart is to heal. It's God's desire to heal us and to make us well. Because how can you be happy, 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 fulfilled when you are not feeling well in your body? When you have a pain, if this little finger that we call pinky, right? If this little finger has any pain, your whole body feels it. It could be anything. It could be a little nail. Your whole body feels it. So how can we be happy and have this fulfillment of Jesus in our life when there's something that is bothering our body? And so God, Jesus, during the time on earth, he healed everyone who came to him. It was lepers, it was blind, it was, various diseases. People that couldn't walk, he healed, they'd walk again. And he did that any time that they needed, even on the Shabbat. They would come to him asking, they would come to Jesus seeking, they would come to Jesus believing. Because the word of God says in Matthew 8:16-17, it says, he healed all who were sick. And this was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. He took our illnesses and bore our diseases. Let us read together. When even had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed. And he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sickness. So everything that Jesus did, it was to fulfill the prophecy that was spoken to him. It was to fulfill the desire of his daddy. The desire of the Father. And he walked exactly the way. He did everything. He was obedient, even to the cross. He didn't want to go, but he had to go. All this had to be fulfilled. From his birth, from his coming. Hallelujah. When he was 12 years old, their parents lost him in the multitude. And they went back and looked for him. Where is he? He was teaching. Because this was all about his life. To speak the word, to fulfill the desires of the Father, to die for us, to raise from the dead, to heal the sick. Hallelujah. To break the chains, to cast out demons. And guess what? We follow his steps. We ought to do the things that he did, and even greater things he said that we would do, because he said, I'm going to the Father. And so Jesus was never too tired that he couldn't heal. He did it with power, authority that God gave him. Power and authority that the Father gave him. And we also, we do it with power and authority in the name of Jesus. And he will do. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus was born in a supernatural way. And he was man God. And after resurrection, he was God man. He always, he knew, because all the attributes of Jesus had is only God had. He knew people's thoughts, you know. So because he was man God, he was both. Never stopped being God. You know, when the Pharisees and they were talking something, he said, why are you whisper, why are you thinking in your heart? What is easy for me to do? You know? Say, your sins are forgiven, or get up and walk. So right there, he say, you know, he was telling, I am the I am. I am the great I am. Hallelujah. Yeah. Jesus went to synagogue on Shabbat and say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. This is Luke 4:18, I think. It says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Let us read. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. My translation is a little different than the one there. But the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You know, when Jesus spoke this in the synagogue on Shabbat for all the people there, they couldn't keep their eyes down. They have to, what? Let us listen. He had authority. He had boldness. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. All this was what Jesus all about was he came to do. He was with the poor, preaching, feeding them. Every time when Jesus was in the multitude will follow him. He will never say goodbye and let them go hungry. He provided. Hallelujah. He did a miracle right there. Amen. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. How many fed? Thousands. And not count with the little children, the women there. He was performing. Everything about him was supernatural. Hallelujah. It's so good to walk in the supernatural. We can walk in the supernatural. All of us here. The young people too. The kids. We just need to believe the supernatural. Because we have the Spirit of God. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. that the Spirit is in you too. It is in me. We have the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is in you. So you can do, you can perform, if you believe, the same thing that Jesus did. You need to have that boldness. You need to know who you are in Christ. Then you walk as you are. Hallelujah. As we were in downtown, you see those drug addicts, those men and women over there, you saw their condition on Saturday. We saw it. You know, they were high in drugs. They were like this. There was a man that was just bowed down and you know, with his eyes closed, he was high like this. Stay there for a while. So they cannot say that because the Spirit of God is not in them. They haven't given yet their life to Jesus. But those who did, the Spirit of God immediately come into their lives. And they start growing in Christ and know who they are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And Jesus was over here on earth. The demons would flee from him. You know, again, I'm going to say the same scripture. I believe it's Luke 5:23-25. Let us read. Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? What is the easier one? What you think? What is easier for you and me? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. Immediately he rose up before them, took up what he had been lying on, and departed to his own house, glorifying God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day for that man. Hallelujah. What a wonderful day. All that because of Jesus came to heal. He is our healer. One of the things, he's our healer. He also forgave our sins. What is hard to say? Your sins are forgiven. Who has the power to do that? Only Jesus Christ. Only he can forgive our sins. Your sins are forgiven. Rise up and walk. Run. Come on, walk, run. The master was spoken. He had said the word, come on, get up, walk. Walk straight, run. Amen. What the blind, you know, what do you want me to do? I want to see. Bang, he saw it. His eyes were open. There is one important thing that Jesus expected from you and I, brothers and sisters. What is it? One of the things is to believe. You know, recently I asked, why this person is going through this and this and that and this and that. Why this person submit to this and this and that? And the other person said, because that person don't believe. But believe is something very important for you and I. We have to believe. We have to have faith. We have to have the confidence. In 1 John 5:14, what it says in there. Now this is the confidence that we have in him. That if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Anything. There's things that you and I are praying for every day. And God will do it. I believe it. We don't give up. Amen. We supposed not to give up, never give up. We supposed to believe no matter what. You know, one of the scriptures the Lord gave me is Psalm. I didn't give to Brother David. Psalm 37 verse 3. That says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. What God wants me to do is to feed on his faithfulness. Why? Because the same way he did in the past, he will do it again. Not feed on worry. Not feed in anxiety. Not feed on fear. What fear? Well, fear, what about if this happened to him or to her? What about if this doesn't work? Though this is our fear of things that may happen. And if we feed in that, we'll be devastated for several days, for a month or 2 months, I don't know. You lose your sleep. There is consequences of those things in our lives. Take a hold of us. But we have to remember, this is what God wants me to remember. When tough times come, when the bad days come, feed on my faithfulness, Marcia. Feed on my faithfulness. Haven't I been faithful to you, Marcia? Haven't I taken care of you? From your loss? From the things aftermath? And now in this situation, do you think that I'm going to leave you there? No. Feed on my faithfulness, Marcia Santos. Trust in me and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on my faithfulness. I say, yes, Lord. I will feed on your faithfulness. I will feed on your... I am not going to feed on the things of the flesh. I will feed on your faithfulness. My eyes are on you. You are faithful. Never fails. He is perfect in all his ways. Hallelujah. He's our healer. He wants to heal us. He wants to heal your heart. He wants to heal your mind. He wants to heal your body in the name of Jesus. Amen. So believe is one thing very important for us. We have to believe it. Even if you think it's hard for you to believe, say, I will believe. You speak it. The time that you speak it, things will come to pass. Things will start because there's power in your words. Second, believe. Second is speak. Speak the word every day. Speak something from the word every day. If you say, oh, I don't know many scriptures. Well, which scripture that everybody knows in the whole entire world? Let me know now. Say it. What? John 3:16, what says in there? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Say something that you know. If you don't know that one, Psalm 23:1, everybody knows. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Say something with the word. The Bible says the word is life. The word is life. And when you find the word, you find life and health to all your flesh. Say something and let the Holy Spirit take from there. If you don't remember any scripture about healing, say something that you know. Say, Lord, I can't remember anything, but I know the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want, so you will provide me with healing, with this need, Father. You say in your word and you will do it. You are faithful to your word and I'm feeding your faithfulness. That's it. Hallelujah. Feed on the faithfulness of God every day. From the morning until the sun goes down, feed on his faithfulness. He is faithful. He heals you. He heals your broken heart. He'll bind up your wounds. Hallelujah. And the other word that we have to remember, pray. Because prayer changes things. Things happens when you pray. Things changes when you pray. You know, I have a friend that he said, every time if I go to do any business, any deal, any way that I'm supposed to go, any small thing, even if I go to the bank, you know, I pray. I say, I'm going in the name of Jesus now. I'm going to do this. Get off my car and say, I'm going in the name of Jesus. I'm going to do this. This is the second person that tells me that. First of all, as one lady many years ago, maybe 30 years ago, she said that. I will never go sometimes to say, oh, I don't want to go because I know the answer is already no. Do you know the answer is already no? And if you believe that, the answer is going to be no. But what about, don't look at the size of the giant. You know, it's just the way you're feeling. But when you're empowered by the Holy Ghost and you know who you are in Christ and you pray before you leave your car to do whatever business you're going, you say, I will go in the name of Jesus. And things are going to be in my favor in Jesus' name. And the doors will be open for me. And I rebuke any difficulties that the enemy tried to put on the way. I rebuke in Jesus' name. I break it. There is no no for me. Jesus is on my side. Greater is the one that is in me than the one that is in the world. Right there you have an attitude of an overwinner. Amen? Read. What are you going to read? Read the Word of God. I don't say for you to not read any books. There's excellent books here in our bookstore that you can read. But never neglect also the Word of God. Read something every day. And learn from the Word of God. We never stop learning. We never stop growing. When we don't want to learn anything, you stagnate right there. You're not growing anymore because there is a barrier that you put in yourself. And you don't want to learn. But we must learn because we have a humble spirit. We are meek, aren't we? This is what Jesus was. He was meek and lowly at heart. So have a heart for learning. Learn. Learn all the time. Every day, learn something. Learn something from God. Read and learn from the Word of God. So your faith will soar. Your faith will grow. Because faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? The Word of God. So when you read the Word of God, I always say, read out loud if you are by yourself. Read out loud the Word. You are speaking, you are listening at the same time. It comes to you. It gets to your heart, gets to your mind, gets to your lips, the Word of God. Apply the Word of God. Amen. Apply to work towards your healing. Speak the Word and the healing take place in you in Jesus' name. I see so many people in our church comes to me and say, yeah, I'm going to go for this test. I have to do the test. I have to do this x-ray or something. But I know it's going to be normal. Isn't that wonderful? And that's exactly what happened. Several times. Especially the ladies. They come to me and they say, well, Sister Marcia, I'm not going to be here on Tuesday morning because I have to do this, this, and that. I have to, have this. I have the appointment, and I have to do my checkups, but I'm sure it's going to be normal. It's going to be all right. I'm all right. I'm healed for the stripes of Jesus. They come to me, and they give this lots of scriptures. I say, praise God. It is done. I agree with you. Amen. It is done. It's awesome. Let us go to Nahum 1:9, please, brother. Let us read together this wonderful scripture here. What do you conspire against the Lord? He will make an utter end of it. Affliction will not rise up a second time. Amen. That's it, right? I remember the scripture, Pastor Paul. He always said that to us. He always told us this scripture. Amen. Pastor Paul was an incredible man of God. And what he did for these 10 years in this church has no words can say everything he did far and beyond. Amen. One of the things was teach the word for this our congregation. We all know the word. We heard this word for 10 years. Amen. Affliction will not rise up a second time. In the name of Jesus. This is what you have to speak to your body. It will not come the second time in the name of Jesus. Oh, you got this disease, it will come back again, blah, blah, blah. No, I cancel that in Jesus' name. One sister here, all her family has heart problems. And what she said? I will not gonna have any heart problem. And her family, you know, they are still having heart problem, but she say, I will not have heart problem. I don't care if you want to have it, it's up to you. You claim it. Oh, my father had, my mom had, my sister died, my brother died, heart problem, heart attack, blah, blah, blah. And they say, what about you? I am not going to have it. I cancel. Affliction will not rise up a second time. The name of Jesus. And now I want you to, we're going to read together. If you want to see healing manifest in your life, speak healing to your body. And let us read together, Brother Donald, Brother David, please. I have been redeemed. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let us read together. 1, 2, 3. I have been redeemed from every sickness, disease, and virus. You have no right to live in my body. I curse you at the root, and I command you to leave my body now. Body, I called you healed and whole in Jesus' name. Body, I call you well and normal in every way. Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Who can say amen? And you speak these words to your body. Body of mine, line up the word of God. Brain of mine, line up with the word of God. I cover my brain with the blood of Jesus. That's why I pray for myself. I cover my brain with the blood of Jesus. Every part of my body, in the name of Jesus, you'll be whole, you'll be well. I speak healing, wellness to my whole body, my nerve system and every system in my body, respiratory system, every system, my glands. They are well in Jesus' name. They are healthy in the name of Jesus. And you speak the word. If you want to see healing in your body, speak it in the name of Jesus, and it will happen. Amen? May God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.